I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Kyrgyzstan authorities are cracking down on unregistered house churches. They say churches have to collect signatures from 200 members in order to register, so says Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith.
They're purposely wanting to make it very difficult for new places of worship to be registered. So if they institute an impossible requirement like that, then they've basically effectively been able to put their thumb down on any new group of believers that would want to come together and form a church.
There's still hope that Parliament could change parts of the new religion law, so pray that the laws will be changed, officials will be reasonable, and that God would protect the believers as they continue to share the gospel. Next, Ramadan began Saturday. It's Islam's holiest month. Crescent Project's Fouad Masri says,
Islam chose the month of Ramadan as a time to celebrate the giving of the Quran. It's a lunar month, so it's basically 28 days. They are not allowed to eat or drink during daylight.
Masri is asking Christians to begin praying for Muslims during this time of Ramadan.
Because they're thinking of God, let's pray that God will use that time for them to seek to know about Jesus the Messiah. And then pray that these Muslims will meet authentic Christians who will tell them about Christ.
And World Bible Translation Center hopes to distribute 100,000 easy-to-read Chinese-English New Testament and Life of Jesus books to the people of China. They hope these materials will restore hope to the people who've endured violence and earthquakes this summer. The New Testaments will be easier to ship and include new Chinese characters. Their Life of Jesus books gather selected passages of Scripture from the Gospels and puts them into story form. If you want to help the Translation Center, go to our website for details. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's M&M, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.